Today's daf is Erevin Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Beis HaKfaris. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah, Rochama Bas Golda Blima, and Chaim Nachman Ben Mindel. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yubadal Chaim Toivim, Ramosha Chaim. So the topic and the theme of the third parak of Masechtas Erevin is what type of foods one is allowed to use for an Erev. What type of Erev are we talking about? Machloikis, the first Rashi in the parak, and the first Tosfos in the parak. Rashi says right in the beginning of the parak, Chav Vav Amid Beis, Eruvei Chatzeros, Ve'eruvei Tchumim. Tosfos says that the parak is talking dafka about Eruvei Tchumim. But either way, the parak began, you're allowed to use any food as an Erev, chutz min hamayim u'min hamelech. Then the Mishnah brought a machloikis between the Chachamim and Sumchis. The Chachamim said a very big chiddush. They said a Nazir, who's not allowed to drink wine, is allowed to use wine for his Erev. A Yisrael, who's not allowed to eat truma, is allowed to use truma for his Erev. Sumchis argued, and Sumchis said, b'chulim. And the Gemara was medayik that Sumchis is clearly only arguing on the second chiddush that the Chachamim said, not the first. Meaning Sumchis seems to agree that a Nazir is allowed to use wine for his Erev. Sumchis, however, disagrees and holds that a Yisrael is not allowed to use Truma, a Yisrael is only allowed to use Chulin. What's the Hezber in Shita Sumchis, and why would Sumchis be mechalik between a Nazir using wine and a Yisrael using Truma? So that was the last Gemara that we saw on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. But the Gemara now is going to pick up on the last part of the Mishnah. That is, the Mishnah continued and said, Ulekoyen beBeis HaPras. A Koyen who's not allowed to enter a Beis HaKfaros, a Koyen that's not allowed to be Metam LeMeis, would be allowed to put his Erev inside a Beis HaPras. So if a Koyen wants to make a Ruve Techumen, the halacha is that he can put the Erev inside a Beis HaPras. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said even a bigger chiddush, afilu bein hakfaras. He could even put it into a Beis HaKfaras, b'pnei sheyachol lachutz v'leilech v'lechol. So the Gemara now is going to discuss the Chachamim Shita, that a Kohen is allowed to put his Erev in a Beis HaPras, and Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he's even allowed to put it into a Beis HaKfaras. So first, what exactly is a Beis HaPras? So Beis HaPras is a textbook example of a place that a Kohen is not allowed to go to midrabanan. Midrashi is allowed to go there. It's only midrabanan that he's not allowed to go there. What is it? A Beis HaPras, in its simplest form, is a field that once upon a time had a kever. The field was plowed over. Midrashi, there's no concern that maybe there's a little bit of a mace there that can cause the Kohen to become tummy if he would walk through the field. However, the Chachamim were concerned, and the Chachamim said that it's not so simple. Stating that, being that the whole issur for Kohen to enter Beis HaPras is only an issur d'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan instituted kulas. One kula the Rabbanan instituted was that if a Kohen wants to go through a Beis HaPras, he can bend down, crawl on his knees, so to speak, and blow in front of him. What's the concern? Then maybe the Kohen's going to come in contact with the bone. That's the one legitimate concern. If he blows in front of him, then the assumption is that any little remnant of a bone that might be on the ground is going to blow away, and as a result, he has nothing to worry about. Another cool that the Chachamim said is that once a lot of people trample through a Beis HaPras, a lot of people walk through a Beis HaPras, at that point, it's not something that you have to worry about anymore. Either way, the Mishnah said that a Kohen is allowed to put his Erev in a Beis HaPras. Dr. Gemara, why is that so? Meaning, you would think that maybe it shouldn't be okay. If a Kohen can't enter a Beis HaPras, albeit midrabanan, then how could a Kohen put his Erev in the Beis HaPras? The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Mashmul menafei echad in Beis HaPras v'hoylech." Because, like we just mentioned, that even though high level a Kohen is not allowed to enter a Beis HaPras, but there are instances, there are ways for a Kohen to enter. If he blows in front of him, then he can walk through a Beis HaPras. Once there's a hechatimtza, there's a metzias for a Kohen to be able to enter a Beis HaPras. That means it's a place where he's able to access his Erev. If he could access his Erev, his mazin shtei sudos, the halachas would be okay for him to put the Erev there. Rabbi Yehuda Barami, Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda Amar Beis HaPras she'nideshtar. That has nothing to do really with our discussion, but parenthetically, we mentioned one kula as it relates to a Beis HaPras. We mentioned another kula as it relates to a Beis HaPras. Rabbi Yehuda said a bigger chiddush. He said, Af Beis HaKfaros. Not only is a Kohen allowed to put his Erev in a Beis HaPras, but he could even put it in a Beis HaKfaros. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Because a Beis HaKfaris is a place that a Kohen is not allowed to go midiraisa. A Beis HaPras is only a place he can't go midirabanan. Oh, it's only midirabanan. You have the kula min afeach odin Beis HaPras v'hoylech. So there is a hechitimtza for the Kohen to be able to access his Erev. As a result, it's going to be okay. But a Beis HaKfaris, that a Kohen can't go in even midiraisa. So how could he put his Erev in a Beis HaKfaris? So the Gemara says, you know, Pshana Rabbi Yehuda, his Tana was taught in a Braisa. Because it's not true that a Kohen has no way of entering a Beis HaKfaris. There actually is a way for him to enter a Beis HaKfaris. He can enter in a wagon, he can enter in a box, he can enter in a coffin. The point is, he can enter in a very, very large box, and if he enters the Beis HaKfaris in that way, there's no issue, because he's not going to touch anything. And in this case, he's not even going to be mahil over a mace. Because being that he's inside the box is choytzeitz. It serves as its own entity, its own oil. So he's not being mahil on top of the mace and on top of the kfarim that he's technically going over in the Beis HaKfaris, because he's inside his own oil. So being that he's protected inside the oil, so this isn't going to be an issue. Incidentally, Rashi says, based on a Gemara that we've seen already a few times here in the 14th Machzer of Daf Yomi, and that is, you'd have to make sure that this Shida Tevo Migdol is very, very big. So if you're trying to picture it, it has to be big. How big? Rashi says, Shemachzekes Mem Sobilach, Shehem Kurayim Biyovish. It has to be so big that it itself doesn't become Tameh. Because if it would be smaller than that, then it would be a Keli. If it's a Keli, the Keli that's Mal on top of the Kfaris would become Tameh. Once the Keli becomes Tameh, now the person that's inside the Keli would also be Tameh. So this whole patent wouldn't work. It only works if this Shida Teva Migdol is so big that we look at it as karka. We don't look at it as a keli. So we don't. It's not a dover that's mekabel tumah. If it's not a dover mekabel tumah, so at the very least it would be chaytzis. You want to know why according to Rabbi Yehuda Kohen could put his Erev not only in the Beis HaPras but even in the Beis HaKfaris? It's because he's able to access his Erev. How could he access it in a Shida Teva Migdol? It's maybe not convenient, but it's a mitzius. It's something that can happen. Dr. Yomara Kasava, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda holds oil zarek shmei oil. That an oil that moves is considered an oil. And the Gemara says this is really a chiddush. Because you find that there were tanoim that argued this point. The tanya learned to the brayza and nichnis le'eretz ha'amim. So another area that the chachamim said is tamei midrabanan is eretz ha'amim, also known as chutz la'aretz. So chutz la'aretz is tamei. It's a place where midrabanan, a Kohen really shouldn't be able to go. Either way, the Braisa says, if somebody enters Eretz Ha'amim, he goes to Chutz La'aretz, Beshita Teva Migdol. Rabbi Mitami Rabbi says he's Tameh. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Mitami Rabbi Yisrael says he's Tameh. Michael Mitchli, what was the Machlok? It's Marasava Oil Zorak, Lav Shmei Oil. Umarasava Oil Zorak, Shmei Oil. Technically, the Shade Teva Migdol should be an oil. Certainly, if it's big enough, where it's Machsekes, Memsa, Belach, Shem Kurayim, Beyovish. So it's not itself considered a Keli. The question is it Chaytzeitz? What's that Talion? Why shouldn't it be Chaytzeitz? Because it's moving. And there's a shiloh whether an oil zarek, an oil that's moving, is it considered an oil or is it not considered an oil? Does it protect or does it not protect? It says the Gemara, this was a machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, regarding anichnas la'eretz ha'amim. This shitas Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and really the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, whether a kohen can put an erev inside a Beis HaKfaris, is totally in the same exact shiloh. Oil zarek, shmei oil or loy shmei oil. If it's shmei oil, so there's a way for him to enter the Beis HaKfaris, so he can put his erev there. If it's loy shmei oil, then there's no way for him to enter the Beis HaKfaris. He wouldn't be able to put his erev there. Either way, so we just explained the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah regarding a kohen that wants to make an erev tchumen. He has to plant his mazon shtei sudos. He decided to plant it in a Beis HaKfaris. He's a kohen. Midday rice, he's not allowed to enter Beis HaKfaris. The question is it an erev or is it not an erev? Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah. The Chum say, no. What's the hezber in the machloikis? Oil zarek shmei oil or oil zarek lav shmei oil, which is really a machloikis tanam that you find in another context. Hanichnas la'eretz ha'amim, machloikis Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Zokta Gemara, we have a very similar machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in a braisa, and we'll see it. The difference is very, very subtle, but the subtlety is going to make a tremendous difference in today's daf. In fact, we're going to have a whole amid Gemara because of this one subtlety. Other tanya, we learned to the braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, ma'arvin l'kayin tar, bitrum et a kohen is allowed to be ma'ariv, assuming he's tahar, with truma tahira on a kever. Now says the Gemara, Hechi Yazel, how's he going to get there? L'chura, how could he go to this kever and get his Mazin shtei sudois. Now, at first glance, this Rabbi Yehuda sounds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, af beis hakvaris, that a kohen's allowed to plant his eruv in a beis hakvaris. That's what Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying. Ma'arvin l'koyin tahar, betrum etahayra bekever. Yet the Gemara right away jumps on this, and the Gemara wants to know, hey chiyazel, how's he going to get it? The reason the Gemara is asking the question, even though we just discussed it, and again, the reason we're going to have a whole lump of Gemara now, is because there's one difference. The Mishnah was talking about where the Erev was put in a Beis HaKfaros. The Braisa doesn't say anything about a Beis HaKfaros. What the Braisa says is that the Erev was put on a Kever. There's a difference. A Beis HaKfaros is a Beis HaChayim. A kever is an individual kever that might be in somebody's backyard. What's the difference? Two differences. Number one, when you're going into a Beis HaKfaros, the problem is just walking. How do you maneuver around the Beis HaKfaros? There's kfarim everywhere, and as a result, there's a walking problem. How could you get around the Beis HaKfaros? If there's one individual kever, the issue is not getting around. The issue would be the fact that the Erev is on the kever. How are you going to get the Erev from the kever? Number one. Number two, in the case where the Erev was put in the Beis HaKfaros, the Mishnah never said that the Erev was actually on the Kever. All the Mishnah said was that it was in a Beis HaKfaros. Maybe it was in between the rows of Kfarim. Over here, there are no rows of Kfarim. Over here, it is in a Beis HaKfaros. Over here, the issue is big Kever. It's on top of a Kever. So it's a completely different sugya. It's very, very similar. They're both Rabbi Yehuda, but there's a very important difference that's necessary to internalize, to appreciate the next Talmud Gemara. The Mishnah is talking about where the Erev was in a Beis HaKfaros. Maybe it was in between the Kfarim. No one even says it was on the Kever. The Braisa is talking about when it was on a Kever. Why is it different? Because in the Mishnah we just said, what's the Hezbon the Machloikis? The Hezbon the Machloikis is Oyel Zorik Shmei Oyel, Oyel Zorik Lo Shmei Oyel. That's a good Hezbon if the issue is getting around. So the question is, how could you maneuver around the Beis HaKfaros? Oh yeah, now you maneuver around the Beis HaKfaros in a Shita Teva Migdol that's so big that it's Machsekis Memso Belach Shehem Kurayim V'yomish. Oh, the question is, being that it's moving, does it serve as an oil? Oh, that's the Machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. But that's all a good machloikis if the issue that we're trying to address is maneuvering, which was the issue in the Mishnah, where it was in a Beis HaKfaros, but not necessarily on the Kever. Here it was a different problem. Here the issue was that it was on the Kever. There's no maneuvering problem. This has nothing to do with Oyel Zarek Shmei Oyel Eloi Shmei Oyel. The problem is, how are you going to take the Erev off the Kever? That's the issue. At some point, the Kohen's going to have to stick his hand at the Shehidat Teva Migdol, because otherwise, how's he going to get it? Right, in the case where it's in the Beis HaKfaros, in between the rows, it's not a big deal. You can pop out and take it. That's not an issue. The issue over here is where it's physically on top of the Kever. On the minute the Kohen sticks his hand on top of the Kever, he was just mahil on the Kever. That's Tumasoya 101. That's why you're running into an issue. So the Gemara says, hey Chiyaza, how'd you get to this Kever? Oh, Shehidat Teva Migdol? So you'll tell me what we just said to the Mishnah? This Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa is the same Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, we just said it doesn't work. But even the Achsa, Itamya, over here, you're going to have to stick your hand out. Over here, you're going to have to take the Erev off the Kever. The minute you take it off the Kever, you're going to become Tamei. So the Gemara says, B'shalei Hukshara, Oishe Nilusha B'mei Peres. Maybe the Metzias is where the Erev never became Hukshara Kabal Toma. It was maybe a bread, but was kneaded with meperos, which is not a mashka that's machshel lekabel tumah. If it was peros, the peros itself never became wet. But the point is that the food never became hukshel lekabel tumah. As a result, the kever itself was never metamid. And being that the kever itself was never metamid, so the peros never became tummy. Okay, so that's fine. That's an important piece of information. But the Gemara says, v'hechi ma'isila. But still, when you stick your hand out, now you yourself are going to become tummy. So the Gemara says, v'pshutei kliyetz. No, what you can do is you're never going to stick your hand out. What you can do is you're going to stick a piece of wood out. And this piece of wood is going to be pshutei kliyetz. It's going to be straight. It's not going to have a receptacle. And this is Tumah V'Tahira 101, that the only time wood is Mekabel Tumah is if it has a clay kibble. It has a receptacle, like a spoon. But if it's a straight piece of wood, then it doesn't become Tumah. But the Gemara says, V'Hokka Mahil, and I hear that the Pshute Kliyetz itself is maybe not Mekabel Tumah. But why don't we have another problem? I'm holding the Pshute Kliyetz. I'm holding the piece of wood. The piece of wood is going to be put on top of the Kever. That's how you're going to take the Erev. The Erev itself, the food, wasn't Hukshel L'Kabel Tumah, never became Tameh. The wood doesn't become Tameh. But you know what the problem is? My hand is touching the wood, and at the same time, the wood is being mal on top of the mace. So L'Chura, I should now become Tameh, Tumas Oil, because of the fact that I'm holding a piece of wood that itself is being mal on top of the mez. So the Gemara says, the maisila, some have the girsa achude. You have to make sure that the part of the wood that's of the pshute kliyot that's going to be on top of the mace is going to be very, very thin. So thin that it's not a tefach wai. I mean that it's not a tefach wai. This is related to the sugyas of the yud ches dvarim. So you're not going to have tumas oil. If this is the case, my time is the rabbanon. Why did the rabbanon argue? Me, pishlami the rabbanon in the mishnah who hold that the kohen is not allowed to go into the beis hakfaras. It's because they hold oil zaruk loish me oil. So you can't get through a beis hakfaras with a sheet of teva migdal. But over here, you don't have to get through a beis hakfaras. Over here, all you need to do is be able to take the Erev, the Mazin Shtei Sudais, that's on top of the Erev. You just have to, on top of the Kever. You don't have to walk through a Beis HaKfaras, you have to take it off the Kever. And we just said, to take it off the Kever doesn't necessarily have to be an issue. Right, the food doesn't have to become Tameh, assuming it was Hoshul Kabal Tumah. You can use a Pshut that cleates, it could be very narrow, meaning there's a workaround. So if that's the case, why the Rabbanan say that it's an issue? So the Gemara says, Kasabi, the Rabbanan have a different problem. They hold Aser Liknois Bayis Beisuri Anha. A Beis HaKfaras has another unique subcategory in halacha. And that is, in addition to it being a place that a kohen is not allowed to enter, a beis hakfaras is also asa bahana. A mace is asa bahana. And being that a mace is asa bahana, you can't put your erev tchumen on top of a kever. The reason is because when you make an erev tchumen, you're benefiting, obviously, from the place that you were kohen. From the Makkah and Shvisa, and you're not allowed to benefit from a mace. So there's an Isuria no problem. So the Gemara says, Bechad Rabbi Yehuda Sava Mutter. What? Then that, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So what's going on over here? Zakti Gemara, no, kasavar, mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. You know why Rabbi Yehuda holds it's okay? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that mitzvah is slav lehanas nitnu. That even though it's true, you're benefiting from this Erev, which means that you're benefiting from the maze, because that's where the Erev is. You are koina shvisa on the kever, and you're not allowed to benefit from a maze. Nobody argues with that. But at the same time, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not an issue because you're doing a mitzvah. And mitzvah is slav lehanas nitnu. Now, what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? So Rashi says, because ve'ein ma'arvin elu l'dvar mitzvah. Because the only time you're allowed to make an Erev is for a dvar mitzvah. L'leches l'beis ha'ovel, oy l'beis ha'mishto l'kanon. Because the mishnah later that the only time you're allowed to make an Erev techumen is if you're doing it for a dvar mitzvah. You can't just make an Erev techumen because you want to go for a shpatzir. If you make an Erev techumen, it has to be for a dvar mitzvah. Either to go to a beis ovel or to go to a beis mishnah. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda has been that the only time you're allowed to make the Erev is for a dvar mitzvah. So it comes out your whole hana is all related to mitzvah. Oh, it's related to mitzvah? We have a policy. It's a rule. It's called mitzvah slav lahanasin. We'll see more about this in the raid. But mitzvah slav lahanasin who says that any time a person is having hana, but it's hana's mitzvah, in halacha, we don't view it as hana. And if that's the case, this is not hana. You're right. You're not allowed to have hana from a mace. You're not allowed to have hana from a kaver. But this is a mitzvah. And mitzvah is lav lahan. El says the Gemara, hadam ha-rava mitzvah lav lahan esnitnu. This idea of mitzvah lav lahan esnitnu in Shas is attributed to Rava. So, lemikatanoi, should we walk away from this sugya and say that really whether or not mitzvah slav lahanas nitnu or not is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham? Because Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the one that says mitzvah slav lahanas nitnu. He's the one that says you're allowed to put the erev on a kever. It sounds like Chachamim hold not that way. Oh, do they hold mitzvah slav lahanas nitnu? So the Gemara says, no, amalach Rav ispir lude ein ma'arvin al advar mitzvah tukulam in mitzvah slav lahanas nitnu. Rav is going to tell you, avada I hold that everybody holds, not only Rabbi Yehuda, everybody holds mitzvah slav lahanas nitnu. And in fact, if everybody would agree that the only time you're allowed to make an Erev Techumen is for a Dvar Mitzvah, everybody would agree you're allowed to put an Erev on a Kever, because Mitzvah Slav Lohan is in Vahach. What's the Machalik is over here? Vahach HaMivgi, Mar Sov, Eim Arvin, Dvar Mitzvah. Umar Sov, Eim Arvin, Afil, Dvar Shos. Hanguf is the Machalik is. The Machalik is whether you can only make an Erev Techumen for a Dvar Mitzvah, or you can make it even for a Dvar Shos. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only make it for a Dvar Mitzvah. Or if you can only make it for a Dvar Mitzvah, so if that's the case, you could always put it on a Kever. The Chachamim hold that no, you can make it even for a Dvar Shos. Or if you can make it for a Dvar Shos, so mitzvah slav lahanas nitnu isn't necessarily going to help you. And if that's the case, that's why it's an issue. But Enochinami Rava, who said mitzvah slav lahanas nitnu never meant to be toila, that tremendous yisoid that permeates raid of kola toira kula, in a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and Masechtas Erevin, daf lamed al. But the Gemara says 1 second. So you're telling me that the machloikis is not mitzvah slav lahanas nitnu or not, but rather the machloikis is ma'arvin only the dvar mitzvah, or ma'arvin afil the dvar rishos. Elah adam Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef ain't ma'arvin al dvar mitzvah. Lady Katano. How about Rabbi Yosef Salach? He said the only time you're allowed to make an Erev is for a Dvar Mitzvah. So it comes out now that really this is a Machloikis Tanam. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the one that holds Eim Arim El Dvar Mitzvah. Chum hold not that way. So the Gemara says, Amalek Rabbi Yosef, no, the Kuliyama Eim Arim El Dvar Mitzvah. Maybe everybody holds Eim Arim El Dvar Mitzvah. The Kuliyama Mitzvah Lohanis. And by the way, Rabbi Yosef says, I'm not even going to argue with Rav. I'll concede that everybody holds that mitzvahs are lavle Hanos Nitno. What then is the machloikis? A third suggestion. Mar savar, kiven de konale eruv, loy nichale de mintera. One man domar holds that once you kind of the eruv, you don't need anything anymore. Meaning the only thing you need is for the eruv to exist long enough in order for you to be able to be kind of shvisa. Now, how long does the eruv have to exist in order for a person to be kind of that makom, so that now he has a proper Erev Tchumen? It has to be around for Bein Hashmashes. Truth is, the Gemara is going to get into in greater detail. But for now, all we need to know is that it has to be around Bein Hashmashes. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order for me to have an Erev, all I need is for it to be around Bein Hashmashes, which means, frankly, I don't really care what happens to it after Bein Hashmashes. So I only need it when it's being chal as an Erev, where it's giving me what I need from the Erev Tchumen. Meaning I only need it for the Dvar Mitzvah. If I only need it for the Dvar Mitzvah, Mitzvah's lovely honest nitnu. Umar sava the chachamim hol nichalei de mintera, the itzrach achalei that. No, even though the purpose of the Erev was for you to be able to walk to wherever it is you want to go, to a Beis Avel or to a Beis Mishnah, but at the end of the day, once you planted your mazal in shtei sudais, whatever exactly it was, whichever food you picked from the third parak of Masechta Zeirivin, but at the end of the day, you want the food. So it comes out that the kever is doing more than just now allowing me to go Yosem Alpayim Amo. It's actually protecting my food because I'm going to show up at some point and I'm going to want to eat it. So being that it's protecting my food and that's not a Dvar Mitzvah, for that I don't have Mitzvahs Lav L'Honis Nenu. It's for that reason the Chachamim hold that you can't be Ma'arev on top of a kever. Exhale. So what do we have? We have two machloikas in between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as relates to a person taking an Erev and putting the Erev inside a Beis HaKfaris. We had the machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim in the Mishnah. A Kohen, could he put an Erev in a Beis HaKfaris? Of course a Yisrael can. But what about a Kohen? Is a Kohen allowed to put an Erev in a Beis HaKfaris? Is he not allowed to put an Erev in a Beis HaKfaris? Then we had the Braisa, where the Braisa mentioned another machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you're allowed to put an Erev on top of the Kever. We said it's not the same thing. A Beis HaKfaris is a place where you have rows of kfarim. A kever, it sounds like it's an isolated kever. And the issue in both of these machloikas are not the same. Again, it's very tempting to think that it's the same machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, but if that were the case, we wouldn't have Erev and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. They're clearly two independent machloikas in. Completely unrelated. The machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah is with regards to where maybe you even put the Erev between the rows of Kfar. The issue is physically, how do I get there? Rabbi Yehuda holds, I can get there. Which Beshida Teba Migdal. Chachamim hold, you can't. What's the tali in? Oil Zarek Shmei Oil, Oil Zarek Loi Shmei Oil. The machloikas in the Braisa was something else. Where it wasn't next to a kever, where it was physically on a kever. And the issue is not getting there. You know what the issue is taking it off. Or, after further review, what the Gemara said, that's not the issue either. The issue, in fact, has nothing to do with a kayin. You know what the issue is? It's because a kever is also ba'ana. And at the end of the day, I'm benefiting l'chayra from this kever by virtue of the fact that it is the place where I was kinda to allow me to now extend my tchum for me to be able to go. My yoisim me'al pa'im am. And the problem is I'm not allowed to benefit from a kever. You can't benefit from a maze. This is basic halacha. So l'chura, that would be the issue. So what would be the tzadit to work? Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold the works? So the Gemara threw out a few possibilities. One possibility is because he holds mitzvah slavli honis nitnu. Another possibility is because he maybe holds that ein ma'arvin ela lidvar mitzvah and therefore mitzvah slavli honis nitnu. What are the chachamim hold? So either they hold mitzvahs lahanas nitnu, the more didn't like that. Maybe the chachamim hold that you could be ma'ariv even for a dvar rishos. Gemara wasn't so happy about that either. What the Gemara said is, it could be it's more balabatish. I mean, the chachamim hold mitzvahs lav lahanas nitnu, and the chachamim hold ein ma'ariv ela dvar mitzvah. So based on that, the churit shouldn't be a problem. Stating that, the reason it's an issue is because the chachamim hold that in addition to the hanah that you get by being kind of shvisa, that I'm allowed to go outside my tchum, at the end of the day, I'm going to show up. I'm going to want my food. So right now, the cave is watching my food. It's a physical. The point is, it's not a tumah problem. What it is, it's an iser hana problem. Meaning, at the end of the sugya, the issue is not even taking the food off the kever. The Gemara worked that out. The Gemara said that that's what pshutei kliyeh, so you can make sure it's not a tefach wide. Right? The Gemara had it off. It's not hukshal lekabel tumah. That was all figured out. But the Gemara is saying is, there's an iser hana problem. That's the core of the issue that the Chachamim have. Zok de mishta vayta. Ma'arvin bidmai. You're allowed to use demai for your erev tchumah. So what's demai? Demai is pears that a person buys from an amma aretz. We're midday raisa, we assume that the amma aretz, even though he's a shtickle chashud, but we assume that he probably did what he had to do. The Chachamim said, maybe he didn't give his truma to Maestris, specifically Maestris. So Chachamim said that midrabbanon, you have to go ahead and you have to be mafresh trumas or maestras. Stating that, the mai was always treated more leniently by Chazal. And this is a classic example. You're allowed to be ma'ariv with the mai. You can use the mai as your erev. You're allowed to use maestra rishon, shenitla trumasoi. So what does that mean? Yid has to give maestra rishon from his tefuah. Who does he give the maestra rishon to? So it gives it either to a levi or to a kohen. Once the levi receives the Meiser Rishon, he now has to be Mafresh Meiser Mina Meiser, also known as Trumas Meiser. So he has to take 10% of the 10% that he received, and he has to give it to a coin. So if you have Meiser Rishon, Shenitla Trumasa, that's Pash Pshat, what the Mishnah means. So the halach is again, you're allowed to use this Meiser Rishon now as your Erev. Uba Meiser Sheni veHekdish Eniftu. If someone has Meiser Sheni or has Hekdish, and he was Poyedit, meaning he transferred the Kedusha onto something else. So the Meiser Sheni and the Hekdish were technically Yoitzel L'chulin. The halach is again, you're allowed to use it as an erev. A kohen is allowed to use challah. Challah is tado, what truma is to peres. Avol, however, loy betavli not allowed to use tevel. For loy be meiser rishon shenoy loy net trumas. You can't use meiser rishon if you weren't mafresh trumas meiser. For loy be meiser sheni behektish. If you can't use meiser sheni or hektish, that you were in paidas. So again, the Mishnah says certain things that you would have thought maybe you can't use, you can use. You could use demai. You could use meiser rishon shenit l'trumasoy, and you can use meiser sheni behektish. And if the kohen can also use challah. What can't you use? You can't use challah, you can't use maisha rishon shaloi nitla trumasoi, and you can't use maisha sheni vehektish shaloi niftu. Zok to gemar, demai. You're allowed to use demai? Haloi chazile lechura. It's like chazile, you can't eat it. So if you can't eat it, why are you allowed to use demai? So the gemara says, migu demai mafkalu lenichsev haviyani. I'll tell you why. Because you have a migu. Not above a mitziya migu, but some of the migus that you find in other places in Shas. And that is, you could always be mafkir your nechasen. You could say hefker, and if you do that, you become an ani. The chazile, and once you're an ani, you'd be allowed to eat my. So therefore, hashtanami chazile. We say that being that this is something you could do, even if you don't do it, we look at it as if it's chazile. With what's this precedence that an oni is allowed to eat dmai? The time we learn to the mishmah chilin sani and dmai, you're allowed to give an oni dmai. Vesu achsanya dmai, you're allowed to give the troops dmai. Amrav huna tana beishami yomer ema chilin sani and dmai ubeisil loyer machilin sani. It was really machloy beishami beisil. But the bottom line is we pass like beisil that you're allowed to be a meichel an oni dmai. So the question was lamai chazile. So the gemara says you have a migo. The migo is the boy mafkelu lenechse. If you want, you could have been mafkelu nechasim, and then you would be an oni. Oh. Once you're an ani, you would definitely be allowed to eat mai. So therefore, the mai goes down to something that you're allowed to eat, and therefore you could be ma'ariv with the mai. U ma'aser rishon shenitla trumasa. Freit gemar pshita. I mean, that seems to be obvious. If you have ma'aser rishon, the Levi does. He gave truma gedoyla or trumas ma'aser from his ma'aser rishon. He gave ma'aser mina ma'aser. So what would be the tzad that it shouldn't be okay? Why does the Mishnah have to tell me ma'aser rishon shenitla trumasa is something that you're allowed to use as an erev? So the gemara says lo tzrichan. There's a little bit of a chiddush over here. It's talking about shekdima. It's talking about where the Yisrael who gave the Meiser Rishon to the Levi gave the Meiser Rishon to the Levi while the Tfuah was still in the state of Shibalin. It was still in its ears. The significance is it wasn't yet Chayev in Truma. V'notlami menu Truma's Meiser. Then the Levi gave Truma's Meiser. However, here's the punchline. V'notlami menu Truma Gedoyla. But he didn't give Truma Gedoyla yet. So this is a very big Kiddush. Because it comes out that this Meiser Rishon from which the Levi gave Truma's Meiser, yeah, that part is good. But he never gave Truma Gedoyla for it. If he never gave Truma Gedoyla, you would think that it's real tevel. It should be a problem. Why is it then okay? Ukid Rabba Avo Amar Rish Lakish. It's based on a Chiddush Rabba Avo said in the name of Rish Lakish. Amar Avo Amar Rish Lakish. Meiser Rishon Shekdim B'Shibalin. If Yisrael, when he gave a Levi Meiser Rishon while it was in a state of Shibalin, Patami Truma Gedoyla, Allah doesn't have to give Truma Gedoyla anymore. Meaning, even though no Truma Gedoyla was given, you're exempt from Truma Gedoyla. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vahari Moisem. Mimenu Trumas Hashem Maaser Min HaMaaser, that the Levi has to give Maaser Min HaMaaser, and we learn from there that Maaser Min HaMaaser Amarti Lecha V'loi Truma Gedoylo V'Trumas Maaser Min HaMaaser. Once the Levi gets it, he has to give one Truma. He has to give them Trumas Maaser, which is also known as Maaser Maaser Min HaMaaser. However, Truma Gedoylo Trumas Maaser that he doesn't have to give. So being that you don't have to give the Truma, but the point is that's the Chiddush. You know what the Chiddush is? We're talking about Maaser Rishon Shenitlo Trumasoi, but loy nitla truma gedoyla. That's already a big chiddush. Amalei Rav Papa Labai said, Rav Papa asked Abai, Ihachi afilu k'dima b'kri nami. So why did Rav Avo say in the name of Reish Lakish, Meiser Rishon she'k'dima b'shibolim patami truma gedoyla? It sounds like only if it's in Shibolim, that's when the halacha is that if you mafresh the Meiser Rishon, then the Levi only has to give
Maisim and a Maisim doesn't have to give Truma Gedolah. You could somehow circumvent the whole chiyuv to give Truma Gedolah. The Papa told Abai, if it's based on a pasuk and the pasuk says "Vary Maisim imenu Trumas Hashem Maisim and a Maiser," and we learn from there Maisim and a Maiser, v'loy Truma Gedolah v'Trumas Maisim and a Maiser, so the halacha should be true even if it's in the state of kri, even if it's a pile, literally. The significance is meaning, even if you're already chayv in Truma Gedolah. What's the difference if you were chayv in Truma Gedolah when you were mafresh the Meiser, or you weren't chayv in Truma Gedolah when you were mafresh the Meiser? If it's based on a pasuk, I mean, it's svara, I can hear a chilek, but a papa asked Abaya, it's not based on svara, it's based on a pasuk. Vary moisim imeru Truma Hashem, Meiser min a Meiser. So only Meiser min a Meiser, not Meiser and Truma Gedolah min a Meiser. It's based on a pasuk, so who cares if it was in a state of Shibalim or if it was in a state of Amaleisa? Abaya told her, Papa, Lecha makra, mikom masre sechem. Torimu es kol trumos Hashem. I have another pasuk, and that pasuk seems to say that sometimes from Meiser you have to give two trumos. Mikom asrei seichem. This is from Meiser. Torimu es kol trumos Hashem. Oh, we're not talking about one truma. We're talking about two trumas. What are the two trumas? Trumas Meiser. And also, Truma Gedolah, in the event you never gave Truma Gedolah prior. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, of my Roz, so how then did Rabbi Avon, the name of Rish Lakish, know that if you gave the Maaser Rishon without giving Truma Gedolah, when it was in a state of Shibalin, that you're not going to be chayv to give Truma Gedolah? But if it was in a state of Kri, you are going to be chayv Truma Gedolah. So that already, he told him, no, Hayid Gevay Lo Yigin, that's already a Svar. It makes sense that if the Tfuah was already chayv in Truma Gedolah, so then if you mafresh Maaser Rishon without giving Truma Gedolah, the Levi is still going to have to give the Truma Gedolah. Was already chalachi of Truma Gedolah. So probably it's that scenario where you have the pasuk of Mikol Masrei Seichem Torimos called Trumas Hashem. That's not but you have to give Truma Gedolah. It makes sense to say that the other pasuk that says you don't have to give Truma Gedolah and Trumas Maisem and Amaiser is probably talking about where at the time that you were Marfish, the Maiserishin, it was in a state of Shibalin, you weren't yet chayv in Truma Gedolah. So for that reason, the halacha is that the Levi who is going to have to give Trumas Meiser won't have to give Truma Gedolah. The Mishnah said, "Avaloi betevel." You can't use tevel. What's the habimini you should be able to? You can't eat tevel. Nobody can eat tevel. So if you can't eat tevel, how could you use it as an erev? Let's see. Tevel tavam midrabanan. The chiddush is tevel midrabanan. What's an example of tevel midrabanan? It's talking about where you planted the tefua in a flower pot. It didn't even have a hole on the bottom, so it wasn't being yoinik directly from the ground. The halacha is yichayv in Trumas Meiser. Midrabanan, but only midrabanan. So that tefuah is considered tevel only midrabanan. Being that's considered tevel midrabanan, you would add a havamina that maybe you could use tevel midrabanan for your erev. That's a chiddush not allowed. But maybe my serishin shaloi nitla truma. So you can't use my serishin that you didn't take truma from. So the Gemara says pshita. What's the chiddush? So we're going to revisit the cheshbon that we just made a moment ago. The Gemara says, like, you know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is where you gave my serishin without giving Truma Gedolah. And you went ahead and the Levi gave Trumas Meiser. However, but you didn't give Truma Gedolah. I would have thought that it should be a problem. Why should it be a problem? Because because you didn't give the Meiser, because you're supposed to give the Truma Gedolah even afterwards. Kamashwan Kadashanile, the teretz that he made. Meaning that cheshbon that the Gemara said earlier, that's going to be pshat in this Gemara right here. Meaning the reason you can't use Meiser Rishon, Shaloi Nitla Trumasai, it's talking about where you gave the Trumas Meiser. Again, the Gemara's kash is pshita. Meiser Rishon that you didn't give Trumas Meiser from, obviously you can't use. Teretz is Allah. That's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is not that you didn't give Trumas Meiser. That would be obvious. The Chiddush is where you didn't give Truma Gedolah. That's it. You would have had a havamina. Maybe it should be okay. Why should it be okay? Because Rabbi Vol said in the name of Rish Lakish, Meiser Rishon Shekdima B'Shibalim Truma Pater Mitruma Gedolah. You see, sometimes it's okay. So if sometimes it's okay, you would have thought it's okay over here. Kamash Malan, that sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not okay. What does it depend on? It depends on, did you give the Meiser Rishon before there was a Chiyuv Truma Gedolah, when it was still B'Shibalin, or did you give it after it was already where it was B'Kri? That's the Chiddush over here. The Chiddush is, here we're talking about Sheikdimai B'Kri. We already chayv in Truma Gedolah. And that's the Chiddush, Meiser Rishon Shaloi Nitla Trumasai. Not Loi Nitla Trumas Meiser. That's Pshita. What's not Pshita is where it was Loi Nitla Truma Gedolah. That was an exchange between Rapop and Abai. Obviously it wasn't bullshit. Kamash Malon, that you have to give the Truma Gedolah. If you didn't give the Truma Gedolah, you can use it. Mishnah said, Veloi B'Meiser Sheni V'Hektish Shaloi Niftu. If you have Meiser Sheni V'Hektish that you weren't Poida, you can't use it. So the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, if you weren't Poida, you shouldn't be able to use it. So the Gemara says, Loi Tzricha Shapada V'Loi Poida. You were Poida, but you weren't Poida properly. Kil Chosan. For example, Meiser Shapada Agav Asimai. Meiser Sheni has Alocha that when you're Poida, that you have to be poided on a keli,
or on a coin that has a tzura. It has to have a picture on it. If it doesn't have a picture, you can't use it. It's a technical halacha. So it's talking about when you applied it, you just weren't applied it properly. So that's already a chiddush. Hektish doesn't have that halacha. So what's the chiddush there? Shechiluloy al gav karka. It's talking about you were mechalal on karka. Rachman abav nasan akasef ekamloy. And we learn from there that you have to be mechalal on metalton. You can't be mechalal on hektish. The bottom line is again, it's talking about when you were paid to the ma'isa sheni. It's talking about you were paid to the hektish. You just weren't paid it properly. So you would have thought it's still going to be okay. Kamash malon. The halacha is that it's going to be okay. Incidentally, if this Amid Gemara sounded familiar, because this is actually the third time we had this exact Amid Gemara since the beginning of Brachas. We had it in Perek Shloisha She'achlu, in the sugis of Zimun, and we had it in Perek Mefanin, in the sugis of Mukta. Again, what did the Mishnah do? The Mishnah said, you could be Ma'ariv with Mai, Ma'aser Rishon She'nitlo Chumasoi, and Ma'aser Sheni Ve'hektish She'nifto. The Mishnah said you can't be ma'ariv with tevel, ma'aser rishon shelo nitla trumasai, and ma'aser sheni vehektish lo nifka. And the Gemara kashes with this. Pshita, what's pshat in the halacha? Tevel, you can use that. Why can't you? Right? The Gemara had a bunch of different questions. This grouping of there's the good list and there's the bad list. Demai, ma'aser rishon shenitla trumasai, and ma'aser sheni vehektish sheniftu. They're the good list. Tevel, ma'aser rishon shelo nitla trumasai, and ma'aser sheni vehektish lo niftu. They're the bad list. Right? In our context, one list you could use as an Erev, the other list you can't use as an Erev. And the Gemara needs to do a lot of work just to understand, Pasha Pshat, what's going on. But these lists we have in two other places. One is a Mishnah in Brachis, Daf Meheh Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there was discussing that if you eat foods that you're allowed to eat, there's a Chi of Zimun. There's a chi of to say Rabbi Samuel Valenbenchit. If you eat foods that you're not allowed to eat, so there's no chi of Zimun. So the Mishnah said, Achal d'mai, or my serishin shenitl chumasoi, my sesheni behekte sheniftu, mezam ninol. But Achal tevel, or my serishin shaloi nitl chumasoi, my sesheni behekte shaloi niftu, then the loch is a mezam. The same exact exchange of the Gemara. Why d'mai? I thought it's not a good thing. You can be mafkarit. And what's the chiddish? And the exchange between Rapap and Abaya. So that was one place. The other place was when the Gemara was talking about the laws of muktza. So foods that you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to be metalto on Shabbos. Foods that you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to be metalto on Shabbos simply because they're mukta. And again, you have the same list. The first list of the Mishnah are considered foods that are not mukta. The second list are considered foods that are mukta. Either way, on that note, exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, and that is the chelik of today's daf that really has implications in Kol HaTorah Kula. And that is the Gemara invoked the idea of mitzvahs Lav lahanas nitnu. What was the context? The context was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma'arvin l'koyin tahar, b'truma tahayra, b'kever. You're allowed to make an Erev techumen on top of a kever. The Chachamim argue. And the Gemara assumed that the Chachamim probably argue because we're dealing with a koyin, and you're going to run into issues. How's the koyin going to be able to get his Erev from the kever? So this is probably a koyin de Beis HaKfaris problem. But after further review, the Gemara clarified. The Gemara said, really, there is no koyin de Beis HaKfaris problem here. Because you could always come with a Shida Teva Migdol. You could always be making the situation where the Erev wasn't ever Huchshel Kabal Tumma. You could always stick your hand out with a Pshute Kliates that isn't a Tefach Y. The bottom line is there's a way to make it work. So from the Kayim of Esach Kfaris problem, this is not a problem. So why do Chachamim hold that you can't put an Erev on top of a Kever? The Gemara is very simple because a Kever has another issue. A Kever is Asa Bahana. You're not allowed to benefit from a Kever. So if you can't benefit from a Kever, how can I put my Erev Tchum in there? My Erev Tchum is benefiting me. It's allowing me to walk. So at the end of the day, I'm going to benefit from this kever. So if I'm going to benefit from this kever, that's the issue. So what's Rabbi Yehuda hold? So the Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein ma'arvin ela l'dvar mitzvah. You can't just frivolously and indiscriminately, just because you want to, make an Erev Tchumen. You can only make an Erev Tchumen if you're going to go beyond the Tchum, l'dvar mitzvah. What's the dvar mitzvah? L'leches l'beis avel, or l'leches l'beis amishta. It's only if you're going l'dvar mitzvah. Oh, meaning it's only if you're going l'dvar mitzvah, even though you're benefiting from it. That's true. From what? From the Mosin Shteisudas, which is on the Kever. So meaning you're benefiting from the Kever, but we have a principle that says mitzvah is lav lahanas nitno. That if I'm doing a mitzvah, even though I'm having Hanah, that hanah is not considered hanah. And being that hanah in halacha is not considered halah, so it's for that reason, this is not going to be an issue. Because what's the benefit that I'm getting ultimately? I could go yoyseme apayim amma. To do what? To do a mitzvah. Oh, so the hanah is technically hanah, it's mitzvah. Al zen nemar mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu. Now the truth is, the principle of mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu isn't such an easy principle. It's a well-known sugya in Shas, but at the same time, the Rishonim and the Achronim struggle to understand Pashim Shah. Rashi's Lashon in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, which is ground zero for the sugya of mitzvahs lav lehanes nitnu, is mitzvahs loy lehanes nitnu li Yisrael liyos kinyumam lehem hana. Elo lo'oil al tzavareyem nitnu. We weren't given mitzvahs to benefit from them. But rather, we were given mitzvahs to have to work hard. Al tiu kavodim amasham shenasarav amanas lekabel pras. El tiu kavodim amasham shenasarav shloy amanas lekabel pras. Incidentally, we spoke out a lot of raid about that earlier in the week. The Marsha in Masechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, he says a nice knitch. Al tiu kavodim amasham shenasarav amanas lekabel pras. El tiu kavodim amasham shenasarav shloy amanas lekabel pras. The Marsha says that in the Torah there's two types of avodim. There's an eved ivri, and there's an Eved Kanani. But there's a big difference. An Eved Ivri works for 6 years. An Eved Ivri was only sold into slavery if he had a chayv to pay. If this was something that he physically needed. He wasn't an Eved that's va'avodoy la'oylam. He wasn't an Eved that's la'oylam behem tavoydu. He was there because he had to earn his right to come back to society. Often he was sold by Beis Din because he was a ganav and he didn't have what to pay. But the point is that an Eved Ivri is an Eved that's mikabel schar, because every day that he works, so his outstanding balance is amortized pro rata. Whereas an Eved Kanani, he's va'avodoy lo'olam. He's lo'olam behem tavoydu. He's ho'isha va'avodeo. So this, it's a whole different concept. He's an Eved that's not the Kabbal Pras. It says the Marsha, Al Tiu Kavodim Amisham Shinasarav Amanas the Kabbal Pras. You're not supposed to think of yourself as an Eved Ivri. Al Tiu Kavodim Amisham Shinasarav Shaloy Amanas the Kabbal Pras. You should think of yourself as an Eved Knani. That's Lashoyne Azov of the Marshan Chedushi Agadis, and Mesechtas of the Zor Daf Yutas. But we digress. So the point is a concept called Mitzvah Slav Lohanes Nenu. And that is that being that when you do a mitzvah, even though you may be benefiting from it, but that's not really what this is all about. It's not about the hana. Really, what it's about is you're doing a chayv. You're an Eved Kanani. That's who you are. So if that's the case, it's not considered a maisa hana. Halacha doesn't treat it as hana. And it's for that reason that you can't benefit from a Beis HaKfaris. Does say sish hana. All the Gemara's examples of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches. Hamudar Nami Chaveri. You could blow shofar from him. You could blow shofar with a shofar shal Avodah Zarah, with a shofar shal Laila, with a shofar shal Shlamim. All the different sugyas where this comes up, this idea of mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu. It's interesting that the Gemara throws in mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu right here in Erev and Daf Amud Aleph. And really, when you think about the sugya of mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu, the first daf and shas that comes to mind is not Erev and Daf Amud Aleph, Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, certainly not Erev and Daf Amud Aleph. But the truth is, hafeichba vafeichba de kulaba. If you look in the Achronim, there's a lot of chidushin that the Gedolei Achronim took out of this sugya as it relates to big picture mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu. One ha'ara that the Achronim ask from our sugya, the Shagis Arius Kasha, I think is worth mentioning. And that is, the Ran, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, brings a chiddush from Rab Zrachya Halevi, also known as the Baal Amar. The Kosev Rab Zrachya Halevi, the Chishari, this that you find is an idea of mitzvah slav lohanes nitnu. And the context over there that he's discussing it is in Tkiya Shofar. So for example, you're allowed to blow shofar, even with a shofar that you made a neder, you're not going to have anah from. Or Reuven made a neder, he's not going to have anah from Shimon. He walks into Beis Medrash, and lo and behold, Shimon is the Baal Tekeh. The Halacha, he's allowed to hit Tkiya Shofar. I can't have anah from him, but he's doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah slav lohanesinu. So said Rav Zrachya Levi, the Chishari, this that you find, that it's okay, is Davka B'Tkiyas de Rosh Hashanah, Shehe Mitzvah Min HaTorah. That's the Tkiya Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which is a mitzvah day Raisa. Abu Bataynia is the different Tkiyas that they used to blow with shofars and with chatzoitzers on a tainus loy. There the halacha is that there's no idea of mitzvah slav lohanes ninu. Ulefi Dvarov, says the Ran, Af B'Tkiyas de Rosh Hashanah Tzarech Ladakdek. It's going to come out that even a Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have to be careful. There's only a certain amount of kiyas that are even on Rosh Hashanah midrabbanan. A lot of others are midrabbanan. But either way, the Ran in the third parak
in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah brings a chiddush from the Baal HaMor, Rabbi Zrachya Halevi, who said that even though it's halacha psuka, that mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu, that's only true if the mitzvah that you're doing is a mitzvah deraisa. If, however, the mitzvah that you're doing is a mitzvah derabanan, that's not going to be the case. And therefore, the Ran said it's going to come out that if somebody actually is relying on the chit sugi of mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu, halacha lemaisa, and his beis medrash on Rosh Hashanah, and he's hearing tkiya shayf from someone that he's not letting him know from, loy Rabbi Zrachya, you better be very careful, because you can listen to the tkiyas that you chayv in midairaisa, because al zen nema mitzvah slav lahanis nenu. But as it relates to the tkiyas that you only chayv in the rabbanon, for that you're not going to have mitzvah slav lahanis nenu. Freit the shagisaye in Turei Yevon, he says, I don't understand. He says, lechura, this shita Rav Zrachya Halevi is muksha and mufrach from a mufurish asugya, erev in daflam and aleph, because the Gemara over here was discussing mitzvah slav lahanis nenu in the context of erev tchumen, of putting an erev yamazin shtei sugois on top of a kever. The kever is also about, no, you're benefiting from it, but the Gemara says it's not a problem. You know why? Because mitzvah slav lahanis nenu. What's the mitzvah by erev tchumen? Rashi said, because ein ma'arvin elu ledvar mitzvah. And Rashi gave two examples. Lo leches lebeis ha'ovel, oy lebeis ha'mishta. It's very tishagasar, yeh. For a person to go to a beis ha'ovel, is he mekayim a mitzvah de raisa? Says the shagasar, lechayra not. And even if you're going to tell me, yeah, to go to a beis mishta, is a person mekayim a mitzvah de raisa? Zichenat, what's the mitzvah deraisa? So lo leches lebeis avil, and lo leches lebeis mishta, even though toiv lo leches lebeis avil, mi leches lebeis mishta, it's a very good thing, but at the same time, it's a mitzvah? Yeah, the Gemara calls it a mitzvah, but lochair, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. It's not a mitzvah there. Which mitzvah there? Which one of the tayag mitzvahs is it? So freit d'shai yisariyeh. So if that's the case, he says, I don't understand. Lochair, have a mefurish asugya that you say mitzvah slav lihonis nitnu, even by a mitzvah derabbanan, and if that's the case, tzorich iyun on Rav Zrachya Halevi. The Baal HaMor said that when it comes to a mitzvah derabbanan, we don't say mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu lechura. I have a kasha, and the shagisayu plays tzorich iyun from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Lamed Aleph, where it would seem that you say mitzvah slav lahanis nitnu even by a mitzvah derabbanan, because the Gemara says it regarding Eruvit Tachumin, which is Eim Arvin El Advar Mitzvah, and Rashi's examples are lo leches lebeis ha'avel, oy lebeis ha'mishta, and Rashi's examples are really based on a sugi later, and it's mavur in the Gemara, beis ha'avel and beis mishta is the Dvar Mitzvah, and if that's the case, l'chayr, these are not mitzvahs they rise to fake the Shagasar. They're only mitzvahs through Rabbanan. And still you say mitzvahs la v'hotnis ninu, and if that's the case, tzorechian and Reb Zrachya Levi. So I just wanted to mention one ha'ara, and that is behektim, a tremendous chiddush, v'ru'uyin advarim l'misha amram, that I saw in the Shailos Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, l'hagoyin, Reb Yitzchak Shmelkes, Zeichet Tzadok Levrachan. This is in his Tshuvas in Eruch Chaim. It's Simen Nun Vav. It's Siv Cotton Hey. He brings the chiddush of Rav Zrachya Halevi, this chiddush of the Baal HaMor, that even though mitzvah slav lahanis nenu, everyone knows that, it's only if the mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa. But if it's a mitzvah derabbanon, then you're not going to say that. But the question is why? What's the svara? So he says a svara al derech ha-pilpul, the al derech ha-chidur. Again, this is a little bit of a roller coaster. But al derech ha-pilpul and al derech ha-chidur, says the Beis Yitzchak, he says, I'm going to tell you maybe what pshat might be in this chiddush for Rav Zrachya Halevi. The truth is, the Rishonim all ask a kasha, and that is that how could you say mitzvah slav lahanis nenu? You're going to tell me because, no, what do you mean? When you do a mitzvah, it's not a nice hana. When you do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to be doing something geshmak. Altiu kavodim hamisham shenas harav. Again, you're an eved. You're an eved kanani. This is an act of avdus. And be that whatever the lumbus is, but it is some act of avdus. You're not really perfect. The Rishonim, the Rajba asks the kasha, and the Ritva mesach the sukkah daf lamed aleph on the days. He says, what about the fact that one day you're going to get schar? Meaning, altiu kavodim hamisham shenas harav almanas the kabel pras. But one day we will be avodim that are going to be mekabel pras. Nachayindetin tzvatzik. Then you certainly have a right to ask for your brass. So l'chayr, there's going to be a matan schara at some point. So if there's going to be a matan schara b'tzida, so l'chayr, when you benefit, or when you do a dvar mitzvah, it's something you're not allowed to have hanah from, even if you want to tell me the act of doing a mitzvah is not an act of hanah. I mean, even though I could check off the box, I just did a mitzvah that I had to do. That in and of itself is not a ma'is hanah. Forget about that. What about the schar that I'm going to get? What about the schar mitzvah? L'chayr, the schar mitzvah, that's a tremendous chayr, yofa kairas ruach me'elam abam mikol anoy soy lamaza. Why is that in and of itself not considered hana? That's the Rishonim's kasha, and the Rishonim say a teretz. But the Beis Yitzchok says that in all the terutzim that he saw in the Rishonim,
meaning it's maybe a grum, whatever the fart is. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time in this raid bite to tackle such a big kasha and such a big sugya. Maybe another day. But the point is, Beis Yitzchok says one gishmak a punchline. That's negeya the vart that we're going to say. And that is that it's pasha to me that the only reason the schar mitzvah that a person's going to get is not considered hana as it relates to this sugya of mudr anam echaveira and mitzvahs lav lahanes netnu, it's because schar mitzvah b'hayal malaka. Because that schar that you're going to get, you don't get on this world. That's a schar that you're going to get in the next world. He said, but it's pasha to me. If schar mitzvah would be Baha'i Alma, if you would get schar for the mitzvahs you do in this world, he said, I don't believe that if you walk into shul on Rosh Hashanah and the Baal Tekeya is someone that you don't get along with, you were mudr hanam echaveira. In fact, you have an isin neder relationship with this person. You would have to walk out. You know why? Because you're going to hear tchiyah shofar, and because of the tchiyah shofar, you're going to be zoicha to shefa bracha v'atzlocha. You're going to be zoicha to bani chayim mezayni gezunt parnas nachas. That's hanah. So you're going to get hanah in this world. So how can you bet? You're going to tell me, because what do you mean? The mitzvah? Forget about the mitzvah. What about the shefa that you're going to get? That's not mitzvah. That has nothing to do with an eved that has an oil al tzavara. That's real fleshig eschar. So what about that eschar? No, the Talmud says you don't get that eschar in this world. And being that you don't get that eschar in this world, it doesn't factor in. Because eschar mitzvah b'hayah al malekah. He says it's pashut. The truth is, I found that Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva, in Igus Moshe, it's an Erechaim Chelik Aleph, it's Simin Kuf Chavav. He has an arichos on the sugya of mitzvahs lav lahanes netnu with a lot of lamdas. So listen to what he just says. L'shoyne yazav. I'm literally coming in the middle of a paragraph. He says, L'chein aser. Let's say there would be schar mitzvah b'hai alma. Take off. Shavadai hoya aser. It's posh you wouldn't be able to have anah dvar mitzvah from someone that you're a mod dahanah mechavere. Because the rishonim's kasha. What happened to schar mitzvah? All the rishonim are based on the fact that schar mitzvah b'hai alma lekav. But if schar mitzvah would be b'hai alma, what do you mean? How could you benefit from him? At the end of the day, you're going to end up getting schar. So says the Beis Yitzchok. With that very, very brief akdama, that the Rishonim's kasha, that what happened to the hana that you're going to get in the next world, is only not a kasha because it's hana that you're going to get in the next world. But let's say schar mitzvah would be b'hai alma, then en chinami, it would throw off the whole concept of mitzvahs lav lahanes netnu. Because at the end of the day, maybe doing the mitzvah is not a hana. But what about the schar that I'm going to get from it? So he says, with one more introduction, we could say Pshana Reb Zrachi Alevi. So he brings from his Zayda, the Tfuah Shar, who said a Dover Nifla. The Gemara says in Masechtas, this is mamish off the charts, this Chiddush. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, this is saying a Chiddush that's Negeya Sugis Chamuris and Shas from a Dvar Agada. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Yitzchok, Kala Noisim Pruta La'ani. If somebody gives a Pruta La'ani, and our man comes to a Yid and he says, he needs help. A Noisim Pruta. A pruta la'ani, mizbarech b'sheish brachos. He gets six brachos. V'amefaisa, if someone's mefayas him, mizbarech b'yud alef brachos. He's like, do you know, brachos, I know he's a pruta la'ani, mizbarech b'sheish brachos. How do you know that? Dichsiv, the Gemara brings a pasik in Yeshaya, ha'leifareis l'roiv lachmecha v'aniyem merudin tovi bayos, kisira arim v'chisisum v'psarcha lo'itasal. And from that pasik, Yeshaya, perek nun ches, we learn that ha'noisim pruta la'ani, mizbarech b'sheish brachos. Said the tfu ashar, not the rishon, the bechar ashar. The 17th century Achran Tfuah Shah. He said, what's behind this Gemara? Anoisim Pruto La'ani Mizbarach B'sheish Brachas. He says, if you go through the Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam lists six different lavin that a person could potentially violate if an Ani comes to him and asks him for tzedakah and he doesn't give it to him. Now, to be clear, the Rambam doesn't say that if an Ani asks somebody for money, he doesn't give him, he's over six lavin. That's not what he says. But there's six different scenarios where it's possible a person could be over a lav, and if you aggregate, you count up all the lavin, the number is six. So says the Tfuah Shar, he says that being that you find, there's an idea that a person is shayach to be over six lavin when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, so the flip side is true as well. Why six brachas? Because when you gave pruta la'ani, you were not over the six lavin. You were mekayim the loisase, so to speak. You weren't over the loisase. And being that you weren't over the loisase, so it's for that reason you're going to get six brachas. Abba Frank the Tvushar, here's the punchline. He says, I understand. So you're getting credit for all the lavin that you didn't do. Why? Connected the six lavin. What about the mitzvahs esses? You have mitzvahs esses that are related to stock as well. So what about all the mitzvahs esses? Why are you
you're being misparach for the loisa says, he said, why is it that you're not being misparach for the mitzvah says? Says that for sure, you know why? Because schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka. And me that schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka, yeah, one day you're going to be rewarded for all the mitzvah says that you do. But not in this world. Schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka. So this schar of kol anois and putu la'onim is barach b'sheish brachis, you're not getting it for that says. Because on this world, schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka. If that's the case, break the Torah, so then why are you getting schar for the loisa says? I don't understand, I'm on of shach. If schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka, you shouldn't get it for the lavin either. Says the Tvor Shah, he says, for a loisa, say the schar mitzvah b'hayalma. And he says it has to be that way. You know why? Because what happens if a person's over a loisa say? He gets punished for the loisa say. See, midu toiv is always meruba b'midus peronios. So if there's an oivish for a loisa say b'hayalma, he said there has to be schar for a mitzvah, for a loisa say b'hayalma as well. This that we says the Tvor Shah. This is an early achron. This chiddush that we know schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah, yeah, that's if a person does a mitzvah, schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah. But if a person has a temptation to do an aveira, person has a taivi, has a yetzahara to be over a lois asay, and he's mekayin it, meaning he's overcomes his yetzahara. A person had the opportunity to be over six lavin by not giving tzedakah, but he was nice in prutulani. Oh, for that, this schar mitzvah, even in this world, an unbelievable chiddush. And it's, and being that this schar mitzvah in this world, so it's going to come out is you could be mizbarach. So you're going to get bracha keneged the lavin that you weren't over, but you're not getting bracha keneged the essen. Now, if you want to know if this chiddush of the Tvor Shah is a geshmak chiddush, the Prima Gadim brings it. He brings it in his Psicha Koileles. So the Prima Gadim wrote an epic Psicha Koileles, which is much clearer to read if you have the new Shulchan Aruch. But he brings over there. See, he says, "Ba'agav gerora roisi lahasker." I've tried for years. "Ba'agav gerora roisi lahasker." Mashakasa batfuah shoy besifrei b'char shoy. If you look at the context, so he like threw it in derech agav. He was so excited with this chiddush. He said, "Ba'agav gerora." I have to tell you this chiddush of the Tvor Shah. That even though schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka, but this is the chiddush of the Tvor Shah. The Prima Gadim brings it in the Psicha Koileles, and that is that's only for a mitzvah's essa. But when it comes to a mitzvah, lois say over there you don't have the halach of schar mitzvah by amaleka. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, yesh loymar. We know the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that if someone's over an issa de rabbanon, he's also over an issa de raisa. Which issa de raisa? Lois saser mikol asher yagidu l'chayom nesman. Not only is he over an issa de raisa, but he's over a lois say de raisa. Lois saser is a lois say. If a person is over an issa de rabbanon, he's always going to be over a lois say. So he says, if that's the case, al derech ha-pilpul, yeh shloim, and that's pshana Reb Zrachya Halevi. The reason there's no mitzvah slav lahanis netno when it comes to a mitzvah de rabbanon is because every mitzvah de rabbanon involves a lois say. If it involves a lois say, the lab of lois saser, it comes out for a lab of lois saser, schar mitzvah b'hai alma ikka. If schar mitzvah b'hai alma ikka, it's hundred kushes, the ritvon, sukkah, the flamen aleph, the rajbis kasha. That what happened to this? Well, how could you say mitzvah slav lahanis nenu? And chinami, the act, the kiyum mitzvah, maybe that in and of itself is not considered a mitzvah. But what about the fact that you're going to get schar in the next world? The teretz is, whatever the teretz is, but it's all predicated, like the Beis Yitzchak said, and like Ramosha Feinstein said in Igros Moshe, on the fact that schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka. But if schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka said Ramosha, it's poshit that there would be no halacha mitzvah slav lahanis nenu. Because at the end of the day, you're benefiting me. What do you mean? I'm going to get because of what you just gave me. So forget about the mitzvah. What about the parnasa? No, the teretz is schar mitzvah yamaleka. But when it comes to a lois say, you don't have schar mitzvah yamaleka. Who said that? That's the Tvor Shah that the Prima Gadim brings in the Psicha Koileles. And every issa de rabbanon is really a lois say. Who said that? That's the famous Ramba. That every time a person's life in issa de rabbanon, there's a lois saser. So if that's the case, every time there's a mitzvah de rabbanon, it comes out there's a lois saser. If there's a lois saser, it's schar mitzvah yamaleka. And if that's the case, there's no mitzvah lahanis nenu. That's the pshat, a pilpul to give pshat. So I was just thinking, if that's the case, yesh lachkar, if it makes sense to say this svara by a mitzvah d'rabbanon that you're not obligated to do. A mitzvah d'rabbanon, that's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. All it is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Meaning, if you do it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. But it's not something that you have to do. Right? Most mitzvahs are mitzvahs chiyuvis. So, Shloim HaMelech was Masakin Erevin. Netilas Yidayim. You have to wash Netilas Yidayim. Chanukah. That's what the Gemara talks about. Loisasi. You have a chiyuv, you have a mitzvah. Lolechas lebeis ovel. Lolechas lebeis mishta. Is there ever a situation where a person has a chiyuv to go to a beis ovel? He has a chiyuv to go to a beis mishta? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanon if you go. But you have a chiyuv. I'm not sure. Assuming it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, all it is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Is there a lois sasser on a mitzvah chiyuvis? Lois sasser means the rabbanu told you to do something. Lois sasser, just the pshutei shel mikra, the ivra. Lois sasser, mikol hashe yagidu l'chayamin as well. You have to listen to them. But over here, I don't know if it passes a lois sasser because there's no chiyuv in the first place. I don't have to do it. So if I don't have to do it, how can there be a lois sasser? If there's no lois sasser, so then you don't have the pilpul of the Beis Yitzchak or Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis. If that's the case, it's miyushit d'shagasaris kasha because by such a derabanan where there's no lois sasser, so it's hader dina that you can have mitzvahs lav lehanes that no hagamitz a mitzvah derabanan. There's no fundamental difference between a derais and derabanan. It all comes down to the lois sasser. Is there a lois sasser? Is there no lois sasser? Ordinarily, by a derabanan, you assume there's a lois sasser. But what would be if you have a mitzvah kiyumis where there is no lois sasser? So if that's the case, hader dina mitzvah derabanan is no different than a mitzvah deraisa. And if by mitzvah deraisa the rule is mitzvahs lav lehanes nitnu, so a mitzvah derabanan will also be mitzvahs lav lehanes nitnu. That's why in our sugya hagam we're discussing a base level and a base mishnah. Like the Shagasai and Turi Evan Nemdon in his anacha is for sure a mitzvah the rabbanan, not a mitzvah deraisa. Although some question it, but that was the Shagasai's anacha. The bottom line is, but there's no lois sasser. Oh, there's no lois sasser. So it could be over here it's going to be different. But one more ha'ara. Just one more ha'ara to end with something that ties into some raid that we've spoken about. And that is, there was a Yid that lived in Williamsburg. He passed away about 20 years ago. His name was Rabbi Tzion Cohn. He lived on 613 Bedford Avenue, Taryag Bedford Avenue. He was known as the St. Peter Roof. He was literally a walking encyclopedia. He was a Goyen Olam, the frat in the area of Tshuvas and Pilpul. He was a Goyen Olam of a different generation. And he left over some Sfarim. His magnum opus was the Shailas of Tshuvas v'Chidushei Avni Tzion. Have a Sfarim. In his Shailas of Tshuvas Avni Tzion, and this is in Chelek Aleph, Simen Samech Beis, so he brings this Chiddush of the Tvua Shor that the Prima Gadim already brings in the Psicha Kaileles, the Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis brings in the Shailas of Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, and that is that by a lois asei, there's no halach of schar mitzvah b'hai al-malek. Why? What's the difference between a lois asei and asei? Because a lois asei, you get punished on this world. So being that you get punished on this world, so you can't have it both ways. If there's going to be an einish, there has to be schar as well. Because midah toiva is always merubim and midah peronius. So said the same Peter Uv, that based on that line of reasoning, it should come out that there's two mitzvahs aseis that also the schar mitzvah b'hai al-malek. Pesach and Mila. Because we know Pesach and Mila are unique, that even though they're mitzvahs aseis, but if someone didn't bring the carbon Pesach, he was chayiv karis, rachmana litzlan. If someone doesn't do bris Mila, again, it's karis. So being that these are two mitzvahs, where the Torah says very clearly there's an einish, so if that's the case, using the logic of the Tvu Ashar, it should come out that there's going to be a schar mitzvah b'hayam. And in his other sefer, Shari Tzion, and this is in Shar Ches, he says incredible pilpulim based on this hanacha that this schar mitzvah as it relates to Pesach Amila, which means based on the cheshbon of the Beis Yitzchak, you won't say the rule of mitzvah slav lehanis no ayin sham for some really, really tishmaka fun pilpul. But I was just thinking one hara. That is, David HaMelech said, Sasa noichi alim rasecha kemoitze shalor rav. And it bothered me a little bit. Sasa noichi alim rasecha kemoitze shol rav. He said, I was so excited with the Torah. Sasa noichi alim rasecha. It was mamish. It was kemoitze shol rav. It's as if I won the lottery. It was literally, that's how happy I was. You know, David HaMelech also said, Toivli toiras picha me alfei zav v'chesef. Which seems to suggest that the Torah's picha is worth more to me than all the alfei zav v'chesef. Isn't it a stira? Sasa noichi alim rasecha kemoitze shalarov with the kafadimyan that your Torah is as gishmak to me as a moitze shalarov. Here he said toivli Torah's picha mei alfei zav v'chesed with a mem. No, it's more than alfei zav v'chesed. Cheretz hashtikol akasha. So I was thinking maybe shots like this. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos daf kuf lamed amid aleph that David HaMelech said sasa noichi alim rasecha kemoitze shalarov. What was it referring to? It was referring to brismila. And Rashi over there brings the Gemara Masechta Menachis daf mem gimel where the Gemara says that David HaMelech was running away from Shaul and he was in a base on Merchitz and he was Arum and he was very afraid. And of course he was Arum, he was afraid. So Gemara says, no, he realized that he was Arum in HaMitzvahs. But says the Gemara, Akivan Chenestaka B'Milo, as soon as he saw the Bismillah,
And that's when he said, "Sasa noichi al imrasecha kamoitz shalom rav." Imrasecha is miloshin amir yechida. This was the one mitzvah. It's a loshin yachid imrasecha. This was the one mitzvah that preceded all the other mitzvahs. Right, the first mitzvah Avraham Avinu got was the mitzvah of milah, and that's when he said, "Sasa noichi al imrasecha kamoitz shalom rav." When did he say it? When he was ra atzmei bebeis hamerchitz, he was arum nitzar oily shani arum mikol mitzvah. And then he saw the mitzvah of milah. And then when he saw the mitzvah of milah, it was nisyash v'daita. We mentioned the oilus Ephraim. The oilus Ephraim said ki egdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha. What does it mean? Ki egdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha. Said the oilus Ephraim. By the way, who's the author of the oilus Ephraim? The Kliyaker. So the Kliyaker in the sefer oilus Ephraim said ki egdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha. That we know the Sfarim HaKdoshim say that mi yale lanu hashamayim is Rosh Hatevis Mila. Mi Yala lanu hashamayim. Mem yud lamid hey is Rosh Hatevis Mila. It's also soife tevois havaya. Mi is mem yud, yala is with a hey, lanu is vav, hashamayim is hey. It's Rosh Tevis Mila, and it's soife tevis havaya. Ki yigdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha, said Doyle Sefraim. He said, imrasecha is mila. Sosa noichi al imrasecha, kumaitse shalarov. We say it by every bris. It's so gevaldi, ki yigdalta al kol shimcha. It's bigger than the shem havaya. Because mi yala lanu hashamayimu is soife tevis havaya. But it's Rosh Tevis Mila. It's ki yigdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha. But either way, David HaMelech said, sosa noichi al imrasecha. Why did he say sosa noichi al imrasecha? He said it regarding bris mila. But what was the context? You know what the context was? The context was that David HaMelech was in a base merchitz and he realized that he was vulnerable from Shalom HaMelech. Then he saw the Bris Milah, and when he saw the Bris Milah, he realized that he was safe. David HaMelech said, Sosa noich al imrasecha, when he realized that the Milah was giving him schar bahay alma. He wasn't referring to the schar he was going to get in the next world. He felt safe right now. He felt protected. Shalom HaMelech is going to kill him. He wants him. He's hunting him. He's the king. But he feels safe. You know why he feels safe? Because he was nestaka b'mila. So he said, Sosa noich al imrasecha. And that's, I think, the oimik of the fact that Kivich and nestaka b'mila. Why Mila? Right? This raid on Mila, Chuvas from Kiveger. But why Mila? Mila could be is the mitzvah that this schar mitzvah b'hai alma. Because being that there's an oinish chorus for Mila b'hai alma, so there's a schar mitzvah b'hai alma also. The same Peteruv, based on what the foolish Shor said in Bava Batra Daftes. So being that this schar b'hai alma, Mila has a special ability to protect on this world. That's the oimik, because there is schar mitzvah b'hai alma when it comes to Mila. But either way, David HaMelech was rejoicing. He said, Sosa noichi al imrasecha, because of the schar that he got on this world. Oh, the schar that he got on this world, said, what David HaMelech said? I'm so happy. What I got on this world is mamish kemoitza shalorah. When David HaMelech said, Toivli Torah Spicha me'alfei zav v'chesed, he was referring to, yeah, the ultimate schar you're going to get for all the Torah. That's yofa kairas ruach me'olam abba mikol ha'noyis olam azah. That's Toivli Torah Spicha me'alfei zav v'chesed. Sasa noichi al mersech is referring to Mila. Mila is schar mitzvah b'hai alma. It's like Rashi says, it's referring to the Gemara Menachis, Daf Mem Gimel, where David HaMelech realized that the Mila was protecting him. It was protecting him, not in the next world. It was protecting him on this world. He was emphasizing that Imrasecha Mila is Kemoitza Shalarav. It protects me. I'm so happy with the Bris Mila. It's Mamish Kemoitza Shalarav. Yeah, you want to know what David HaMelech thought about mitzvahs? I've had the David knew the Mishnah. Yafa Kairas Ruach Melam Abba Mikol Anoy Salam Haza. But the mitzvah, this is all Negeya. That's all Negeya in the next world. And regarding the next world, he said, Tovli Torah Spicha Me'alfe Zav Echese. But either way, we're coming out with a tremendous Yisoid from the Tfuah Sharim Bava Basra Daftes, who says that even though the rule is Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al Malekah, that's only when it comes to mitzvahs asays. But when it comes to mitzvahs lois asays, being that there's oinshim on this world, so there's schar on this world as well. That's how he learns Pshat in the Gemara, Kol Anoisein Pruto La'ani. So he's Mizbarach B'sheish Brachas. Why six? Connected the six lavin that the Rambam's mind and Hilchas Matnas Anim. Aye, what about the esses? No, for the esses, you're not going to get brach in this world. Now you get brach in the next world. It's for the lavin that you're going to get brach in this world. If that's the case, so the Beis Yitzchok wanted to say, it should come out that maybe there's no mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu when it comes to a mitzvah lois asay. Maybe that's Pshat in the Balam that says by a durabbanan there's no mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu, because every durabbanan the Rambam says there's also going to be a loy saser. The same Peter Ruv who wanted to say that loy tefu ashar, it should come out that Pesach and Mila, which are the two mitzvahs asays where there is an oynish, there's an oynish chorus. Maybe over there too you have the halacha of there's no schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. Maybe that's why David HaMelech said sasa noichi al imrasecha. He was referring to Mila ki yigdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha rosh tevis Mila soifet tevis avaya. He was referring to Mila. That's kemoitza shalorah. In this world, it's the maximum. What's the maximum? Ah, it's kemoitza shalorah. Oh, the next world, yeah, it's more than that. There, it's tovli teres picha me'alfei zav v'chesed.